The Treasury Department's recent announcement to put Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill drew a quick response from Donald Trump, who called it unbridled political correctness. Unfortunately, that phrase is often used to avoid the need for us as a nation to be historically complete. It's best when the United States, like all nations, is honest about its history, accepting praise for what we've done to improve life for all and admitting our faults and failings. Academic disciplines, such as Native American Studies, which has been my privilege to teach at SUNY Cobleskill, are also attacked as examples of what Trump calls political correctness out of control. He couldn't be more wrong. In my 25-plus years in the classroom, I've been constantly amazed at how appreciative students are to hear our nation's history from the perspective of the original peoples of this continent. Students find the complexity and diversity of their backstories enlightening, deepening their appreciation for North America's rich history. They also hear about the genocide, first physical, then cultural, perpetrated against Native peoples by our nation during its first 200 years. It's not easy to read about, to discuss, or absorb these facts. Though students understand that we are not responsible for our ancestors' actions, they recognize that those acts have deeply impaired the Native peoples across the United States and Canada. They also hear about the genocide, first physical, then cultural, perpetrated against Native peoples by our nation during its first 200 years. It's not an easy thing to read about, discuss, or absorb. Though students understand that we are not responsible for our ancestors' actions, they recognize that those acts have deeply scarred Native peoples across the United States and Canada. This legacy is, in part, responsible for what experts refer to as intergenerational trauma, and it's responsible for the incredibly high suicide rates among young Native people in the United States and Canada. An extensive study by the Center for Disease Control found that 40% of Natives who commit suicide are between the ages of 15 and 24. Our Native children are destroying themselves. The tiny Northern Ontario First Nation of Attawapiskat declared a state of emergency on April 9th after 11 residents attempted suicide, one of them as young as 10. Since September 2015, there have been over 100 attempted suicides there. And in California, the Yurok Tribal Council declared a state of emergency in December after a surge in suicide attempts. Most Americans are unaware of attempts by our government and churches to destroy Native cultures through a repressive system of boarding schools, whose heyday was from roughly 1870 until 1960. Children as young as 4 were taken from their families and forced to cut their hair short. Their Native clothing and religious objects were destroyed, and they were physically punished for speaking their languages. Generations were lost to the violence of alcohol abuse and suicide that were a result of this cultural genocide and the epidemic of sexual abuse which occurred at these schools. The Canadian government officially apologized for its actions and the resultant violence in Native communities caused by the boarding schools. The government budgeted funds to address the impacts of the schools. However, the U.S. government has not apologized, nor has it acknowledged the need for funding in areas like mental health and law enforcement to protect women and children from the epidemic of violence perpetrated against Natives, both on and off reservations. Our ancestors created conditions that were horribly destructive to Native societies. It is a central role for education to teach our children about these actions and how the world we live in and the challenges we face came to be. By making our education and our dialogue about our history and present circumstances historically complete, we are opened to an honest and comprehensive debate about our nation's future. As an educator, I have always believed that this is a sacred obligation for all teachers. It is one that I will never abandon because of false accusations concerning political correctness. It is time for honesty about our history and justice for all in our nation.